Our discussion today, Be'ezer Hashem, will focus on the Ramban. Now I'm just hoping that you have a copy of the pages that I wanted you to get. What page number do you have?
Reish Samach.
Reish Samach.
Through Reish Samach Gimel.
To Reish Samach Gimel. Okay, so those are, that's one section that we want to get to. But there's also another section. I just want to make sure that we have the Ramban, because that's the... Do you have Kuf Lamed Beis?
I do not.
Okay. So maybe, let's see, can I trouble you to photocopy these pages? Let's see what you have and what you don't have.
One, two, three.
Through, yeah, three pages. Okay, then. So now we have a discussion with the Ramban. So we'll get those pages in Mirtz Hashem. But before we do that, let me just review what we did yesterday, just to make sure it was clear, because I think we're a little bit pressured at the end.
Yeah.
Do you remember that we were discussing Rabbeinu Tam in Tosu Chulin on Kuf Amid Beis? Again, the Tosu starts on Kuf Amid Aleph. And we came to the conclusion that according to the Ramban, the din of Chaticha Nas Nevela B'Shari Surim depends upon Efshel Soto Osir, Efshel Soto Mutar. So if I find a Mishnah in Shari Surim like Yayin Nesek and Avodah Zorah with Yayin Sholheter, and we see that there's no Chanan, it's because that Sugya reflects the Shita that Efshel Soto is Mutar. So we'll see that one more time inside. On Daf Kuf Amid Beis, and Rabbeinu Tam says, "Dahu deshari b'avodah zarah." Right, efshar. He says, "Yisbar efshar l'soto mutar." Those are the key words in Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning, we're not going to apply Chanan in Shari Surin because efshar l'soto is mutar. If on the other hand I hold Efshel Soto is Asur, that means I'm going to apply Chaticha Nasis Nevela to Shar Isurim. And we have to understand Rabbeinu Tam. Why is it that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Chanan in Shar Isurim depends upon Efshel Soto Asur, Efshel Soto Mutar? And if I hold Efshel Soto also, then for sure I hold Chaticha Nasis Nevel. In this transmission of the Rav's Torah, he introduces two premises. And if you accept those two premises, you can make sense out of Rabbeinu Tam. Premise number one is that Basa B'Cholov is an Iser Bolua. In other words, if we're going to take Chanan and in Basa B'Cholov and borrow it and apply it to other Isurim, what justification do you have to extend Chanan from Basa B'Cholov to other Isurim unless there's some sort of underlying equation or a lowest common denominator between the two, meaning that Basa B'Cholov is like other Isurim, and that's called an Isur Machmas Bilua. Okay, thanks. So we now have a couple extra pages here, so we'll be able to fit in the Ramban. But let's just finish this. And he says that the machlokas about Efshel Soto also, Efshel Soto Mutar, is a machlokas in Bittul, where the Bittul could apply. Now, why do I hold Efshel Soto also? why do I suspend bittul? And the answer is because once that chaticha has received the tipas chalav, and the tipas chalav now gives tam into the chaticha, so at that point we have a chaticha and its tam. We have like two elements. So let's take, for example, the vela itself, a real piece of the vela, the animal died without shechita. And that piece of the vela now falls into a tarovus and it gives tam in basar shechuta. The vela itself is a composite of two elements. It's the be'en, the physical, you know, fibers of the basar, and it's also tam. Now we may be able to be mevatel that tam, but we can't be mevatel the basar. So if I identify the nevela that falls in here, in all circumstances I got to get rid of that nevela. That's bittel is only going to help me if there's no nevela in the tarovis. I removed it and I have tam, so now I can apply bittel, but I can't be mevatel the nevela itself. Efshel Soto Osir basically is saying the same thing. Efshel Soto Osir is saying I can't be mevatel the be'en. So once that piece of basa shkuta received the tam of basa nevela, now at this point I have tam ki'ika, which means I have a piece of basa, we'll call it basa heter, that is now osir. And it's osir by virtue of the din of tam ki'ika, because it was an asinus tam and nevela into that basa. Once that basa has an asinus tam in it, then I now have a composite, and that composite is the tam and it's the basa itself. That's called efshel soto asur, meaning I cannot apply bittul on the piece of basa itself. I can identify that piece of basa, the original basa that received the tam. I got to get rid of that piece of basa. Why? Because I cannot be mevatel the be'en. There's no bittul on be'en. All right. Let's take a look at this Ramban. Now, in order to appreciate the Ramban, what we want to do is we want to start on page Kuf Lamed Beis. You have that? And in Kuf Lamed Beis, he has a presentation of Machlokes about Chaticha Nas Nevela. And we mentioned this in the past, that the Ravid Shita is that Chaticha Nas Nevela does not apply in the case of a Dover Lach. And that you'll see in the paragraph that starts V'af B'divrei HaRavid on the left side. You'll also see it in the right column on the bottom in a Divya Maskel Harashba. You'll see it also in a paragraph that starts Rashi Pirish. And he writes, Din Chaticha Nasis Nevela Nemra B'tarove Shalach B'lach. I have a proof against the Ravid that there is Chanan in a tarovus of lach balach. Why? Because in the case of chalav, we say that when the chalav is niflat min abasar, the chazar visariv bechalav, it's lach balach. And yet we're going to apply the principle of chaticha nasis nevela. But the Ravid holds that there's no possibility of Chanan in a case of Tarovus of Lach Balach. We pointed out yesterday that the only clue that he gives us as to why this is so is on the top of page Kuf Lamed Gimel, on the right side, Kevan Shu Nivlal. You see that on the second line? V'ein Hatam Nirgash. So what's unique about Lach Balach is that it's Nivlal. And once it's nivlal, we have the ability of saying that the Iser is nowhere to be found. And Hanan is based on the fact that there's a certain identity to the Isur that in a sense grafts itself or shall I say transmits itself to the Heter. So in order to say Hanan, you need the Isur and the Heter as two separate entities, and one generates an Isur on the other. But in the case of Lach Balach, where everything is Bolol and you can't find any Isur here, so in that case we assume that somehow the Tam, you know, dissipates or I should say is distributed throughout the entire Chaticha. And in Lach Balach you can't pinpoint the Iser and say, well, this Iser is now, you know, functioning in a very deliberate, aggressive way to create, to transform the Heter into Iser. So in order to transform the Heter into Iser, you need the Iser as a separate entity, so to speak. But if it's Bolul, then there's no separate entity, and therefore you cannot say Hanan. Okay. Now, on the bottom left, he says that some Rishonim, many Rishonim hold that the Din of Hanan only applies to Basa B'chalav. It doesn't apply to Shari Surin. And the Rambam should be added to this list. The reason why Hanan is so unique to Basa B'chalav is because Basa B'chalav means a new entity emerges as a result of the Tarovitz. As a result of the Tam, Bas, and the Tam, Cholav together. Now, the key here is on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Gimel on the left, and listen to his language. He says, Mevuar, Shedin Hanan Eino Halacha Mechudeshes, Elezoi Hagdora Shel Iser Basa B'Cholav, Dakol Echad, Nase, the kol echad, excuse me, nase lechefta di sura. In other words, I think what he's saying is that the halach of Hanan, according to this school of thought, is simply the application of the definition of basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav by definition is Hanan. Why? Because the Torah says that when you mix the milk with the meat, right, the tam and this and that, so what you end up with is basa b'chalav. That's called Hanan. Basa b'chalav is a separate Isur. There's no halacha mechudeshes here. I mean, I didn't have to go out of my way to derive from psukim, you know, some sort of minol and yalfusa that there's such a thing as Hanan. No, Hanan is simply a svara that jumps out at us from the very fabric of Basa B'chalav. And now we turn to Rabbeinu Tam, which is on the next page, Kuf Lamed Daled. Bidas Shaar Rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam and others, they hold that the Din of Hanan applies even in Shaar Isurim. And here he has Yesh Lodun. Yesh Lodun introduces a Chakira. Two definitions, two ways or perspectives on Hanan Bishar Isurim. Now, I'm not sure which of the two ways which is more intuitive. And, you know, we should start with the simple one and then give the more complicated one. I think the more simple one is the second one that starts with O Dilma. Do you see that Aleph Dalet? Which is about four lines up from the bottom of the paragraph, Bidas Shaar Rishonim. And he's saying that this Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is telling me something not only about Shaar Isurim, but it's telling me something about Basa B'chalav. And what's it telling me about Basa B'chalav? That we need a halacha mechudeshes of Hanan. And if you recall, we had the phrase on the bottom left, Eino halacha mechudeshes. That was to explain the shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim and others that there's no chanan in shari sur. And why is there no chanan in shari sur? Because chanan in basa v'cholov is intuitive, if you could call it that. In other words, intuitive meaning it's by definition. And that's not going to apply to shari surah. The Mela now, what we're saying, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is just the opposite. That even in basa v'cholov, chanan is not intuitive. It's halacha mechudeshes. Again, when you say halacha mechudeshes, automatically you're going to have to ask the question, minola, you know, where's there a yalfusa for this halacha mechudeshes? And then you get into issues, whether chanan is doraisa, chanan is drabonon, is it based on tam ki ikar, is it based on something else? But wherever this halacha of chanan comes from, let's say it flies down from the heavens, that new halacha is equally applicable to Basu B'chov as it is to Shari Surin. And basically what we're saying is that both in Basu B'chov and in Shari Surin, the Torah is Mechadesh, this new halacha, or maybe the Rabbanim of Mechadesh, of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. That you need Shishim against the entire Chaticha. But there's no intuitive, inherent, definitive Chanan, which is built into the very definition of Basu B'chalav. Because if that would be the case, then it would not have any application to Shari Surim. The very fact that we're extending Chanan to Shari Surim means that there's some sort of new halacha that Torah is Mechadish, and we found it in Shari Surim, and there's no reason not to equate other Isurim. We found it in Basu B'chalav, there's no reason that would inhibit us from extending it to all Isurim. That's the second approach. So basically, I think what we're saying here, if I can use the terminology of Rav Soloveitchik, is that Basu B'chalav is not an Iser Machmas Atzmo, it's an Iser Machmas Bilua. And if it's an Iser Machmas Bilua, then there's no logical, intuitive reason to apply the principle of Chanan. Just get rid of the Bliya. Well, why should the whole ganza piece of basa be also? You're going to have to say that it's a halacha mechudeshes. So I'm trying to say that there's a great similarity here between the way that the Moreshes Moshe is presenting in the second definition his understanding of Chanan B'Shari Sur, which is Rabbeinu Tam, and the way the Rav understood Rabbeinu Tam. The language is different, but the content and the substance is identical. Namely, that Basu B'chalav is only Asa Machmas Bilua, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Hence, there's no reason to apply Chanan. Why should the whole piece of Basu be Asa? Just focus on the antagonist here, meaning that that Bilua in the piece of Basu Heter. Your enemy is the Bilua. And then we come up with Chanan. There must be some sort of halacha mechudeshes that somewhere, I don't know where, the Torah came up with the idea of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. And there's no reason then to limit it to Basu B'chalav, because Basu B'chalav, like Shari Surim, has all the same variables that go into the same equation. Namely, you have Tam of Isur going into Heter. And now the question is, does the heter now get converted into Isa as a result of that tam? And hence I'm going to need shishim against the entire piece, and that's called Chanan. But now let's go back to his first explanation. And he says the following. Savri d'yeshna halacha mechudeshes shel Chanan. Second. Umodu shebebasu b'chalav ein tzarf ba'alocha mechudeshes zu. And now he's saying the following, that although in the case of basu b'chalav, chanan is intuitive, it's part of the definition of basu b'chalav, it's not alocha mechudeshes, but these rishonim postulate that there's a halacha mechudeshes that was formulated with regard to Shari Sur. Again, we would always have to rack our brains where this halacha mechudeshes comes from. But once we pin down its source, it becomes a new halacha that applies to Shari Sur. And the advantage of this approach is that it allows us, even within the framework of Rabbi Yitam, to define Basa Bechol as an Isur Machmas Atzma, not Machmas Bilua. But nevertheless, there was a chidush that the Torah formulated a principle of Chanan for Shari Sur. In Basa Bechol, I don't need Chanan. I mean, by definition, it's Chanan, because that's what Basa Bechol is. The Chefza and the Basar is itself Basa Bechol. I don't need Chanan for that. But there is somewhere out there in the halachic universe a source for a new din of Chanan in Shari Sur. The other approach is a lot better, because if you're willing to say that Chanan doesn't really apply logically, intuitively to Bas Bechol, because Bas Bechol is an Isur Machmas Bilua, then there's a clear-cut analogy between Bas Bechol and Shari Surim, and we're going to have to come on to some halacha mechudesh, we don't know where it comes from, of Chanan, and then we're going to apply it straight across the board to Bas Bechol and Shari Surim. There's no logical reason why we should restrict it to Bas Bechol. And now we get to the Ramban. He says the following. B'divrei HaRishonim mevuar shenechleku b'davar. Now there's these two definitions of Chanan b'shari isurim, and specifically how it works in the analogy to Bas B'cholov, is really a machlokes Rishonim. And he starts with the Ramban. Now this is a long quote from the Ramban, which I believe ends almost all the way at the end of the paragraph. You know, three lines up before the end of the paragraph, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So let's read through the Ramban quickly, and then see how he summarizes the sheet of the Ramban in those last three lines. Nir Elisha ein inyan efshal esoto asur ela beinyan basa b'chol bilvad. Nachmal, ein inyan efshal esoto asur ela beinyan basa b'chol bilvad. So he's operating with the ein halacha mechudesh, meaning he's operating, I think, with the intuitive understanding of Basa B'chol. Let's see if I'm right. So again, if I'm right, then the Ramban is going to be identified with the first side in his Chakira, which we presented as the second side, but in his, the chronology is that that's the first side. Ela b'inyan Basa B'chol bilvad hatam. What's unique about Basa B'chol that we say Efshel Soto Asur? Hatam is that the Kevan the Anuroim Shatora Asra Basa B'chol became Shin Spashel Zem Zen Nasu Shneim Isur. Shareu Loke Al Chatzis Zayis Basa B'chatzis Zayis Cholav Sheheter Nes Nasa Isur. I mean, I understand this beautifully, except for one thing. What does he gain by Chatzizai's Basar and Chatzizai's Cholav? He just wants to show you, he wants to demonstrate that every element here is Heter. I mean, Cholav is Heter, and the Basar is Heter, everything's Heter. And all of a sudden, magically, you put together this Heter with Heter, and it becomes Isur. Or Hilkach Afal Pish, Rabba Olav Basar, Achimavatal Tama Cholav Legamre, Oshemarbe Cholav Ubatal Atam Basar, nevertheless, Asur. We all. Chare Nasu Isar. So this is what we call the intuitive understanding of Hanan in Basar Bechol. You took Heter, you cooked it with Heter, and now the Torah says that's considered an Isur of Basar Bechol. That's the Heftu the Isura of Basar Bechol. Now he's going to apply the principle of min b'mino lo bat, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita that Rav accepted, and now we're going to apply that beautifully to a mixture of this piece of basar together with other pieces of basar, because that basar that received the tam of chalav is now a chefta di sura. It's like the veil. And if the chalav goes into chalav, then once again we can apply the principle of chanan. Beautiful. Do you see that? Farnasa kol echav yechad iser machmas atzmo. The Ramban is a real pedagogue, and he proves his pedagogical skills in the next line when he says lamazet dome. So we see he's operating the Ramban with the intuitive understanding and definition that Basar Bechalav is a new entity of Isur. And if that be the case, then we understand very well that Hanan should not apply Bishari Surim. Let's just see. Mavur, Shehagdora, Shal Isur, Bas Bechol, Hu Shekol, Echad Nasa Lechevtzin, Isur, Fnei Atz, V'Einzah Dom, V'Einzah Midin, Mechuda Shal Chanan. Kine Mavur, Behad Kosav, Shehare Loke, Al Chatzi Zayis, Bas Chatzi Zayis, Cholav, Vu Ikar Din, Bas Bechol. He's saying the following: why would you get malchus on chatzi zayis of basar and chatzi zayis of cholov unless the two together form one entity of a chefta di sura called basar b'cholov? V'ha pirish d'lachein basar b'cholov asurim b'fnei atzmon. So now, Rabosai, according to Ramban, the only way we can justify chanan and shari surim is if we assume a halacha mechudeshes. Where is that in the original chakir? Dilma pliyi nami b'din basa b'chol svilei di'af b'basa b'cholov boi li osa halacha. Ah, that's not the Ramban. So let's go back to the first pshat. Shadin Chanan Nemar Gam Bishar Isurim. The Savri Sheyesh Halacha Mechudesha Shal Chanan. Ah, excellent. To Modu Shemibasa Bechol Ein Tzar Halacha Mechudesha. So the Ramban is the first Tzad in his Chakira, and it means that Yeshna Halacha Mechudesha Shal Chanan. And that halacha mechudeshes is relevant to Shari Surim. Then in Shari Surim we have to come up with this new halacha mechudeshes. But according to the Ramban, where is this halacha mechudeshes in Shari Surim? I don't know. But Basa Mechalav, I don't need halacha mechudeshes because of this whole presentation of the Ramban, that it's intuitive, as we said, it's al pi svara. It's a reflection of the definition of Basa Mechalav. That's Chanan. But we need halacha mechudeshes for Shari Surim. Now he quotes the Ran. Shekach omer Torah. Shekol basa shenispashal b'cholov. Ye osur machmas atzmo. Again, the same language that we saw in the Ramban, that nasakol echav echad isur machmas atzmo, we find here in the Ran. Mashma shekavanosu l'masha omer Torah shebasa b'cholov osur. Now we get to the paragraph that starts Ulam. Yesh lahavi gimel mekoros bedivrei rishonim uposkim hamochichim shedin basa b'cholov hu midin chanan. He's now going according to the second tzad in his chakira, that there's going to be an absolute equation between basa b'cholov and other isurim, and even in basa b'cholov it's a halacha mechudeshes. Chanan is halacha mechudeshes. Yeah? Oh, Aleph, Haraban, Varashpa, Varananal, Hikshu al arrive, Asomid, the Ein Din Chanan Belach, Mehodim Atzinil Gabi Bosu Bechol, Shigam Belach, Yesh Chanan. Ah, very good. The proof against the Ravid was from Chanan in Bosu Bechol. Muchach shenochtu shebebasa b'cholav be'inon l'din chanan, which he calls a halacha mechudeshes, in lo keni yefshel l'chiyach mebasa b'cholav shari surim. Now how do we know that the Ravid is talking about shari surim? So let's go back to Kuf Lamed Beis on the bottom right. And he says, "V'divrei Ravid nemru rak b'shar isurim." So, in other words, the Ravid is applying Chanan to shar isurim, and he's going to leave out lach b'lach. So, the Rishonim are going to ask, "But what about Bas B'chol? We find that there's Chanan in lach." Now, how could you draw any conclusions about Chanan from Bosa B'cholov? You know, okay, Chanan applies to Bosa B'cholov even in Lach. What does that prove about Shari Surin? In Bosa B'cholov, it's intuitive. It's the essence of the Iser of Bosa plus Cholov together. That's called Chanan. And that should apply even in the case of Lach. But what impact would that have? What proof would that set for the case of Lach B'Lach and Shari Surim? In Shari Surim, Chanan is a Din Mechudosh, and then you want to know whether that Din Mechudosh applies even in the case of Lach B'Lach, and the Ravid says it does not. So you're going to tell me about Basa B'Cholov, it does apply? Well, maybe that's because Basa B'Cholov is a whole different entity. It's based on the Svara, that intuitive logic, that what emerges in the connection, in the combination of Basa B'Cholov, is a new entity, which is a Cheftza Nisur Basa B'Cholov. And if you want to apply that to Lach B'Lach, Tzol Zayin Gezunten Shtark, you can do so. What? Why should it bother me? But what impact, what relationship would that have as an analogy to the case of Shari Surim, which is the Ravid's case, when Shari Surim is Halacha Mechudeshes? It's not like Basa B'Cholov. He says, "Muchach shenokat shebebasa b'cholav be'ina l'din," or call it halacha mechudeshes of Chanan. Diyam Lokain, if it's intuitive, is the Efshal Ochiach Mibos Mechol, the Shari Surim. Beautiful. So that's number one. Now, if you fast forward to page Kuf Lamed Hey, you don't have Kuf Lamed Hey?
No.
Ooh. So on Kuf Lamed Hey, he has number two. We'll see if we have to photocopy this. I'll just read it to you very quickly. It's a short piece. Half the piece is just listing the names. You know his style. And they say that Hechadelo no deloshes arvisa behet leket din chanan. Okay, so there's a shach, and it's fine. Behisig al divrayim because of lo metzina b'shum posik lechag be no del lo noda is ochiach kidvar mehad the gemara kuf chesam in basic sha cholav nevelahu lo tits of the ayir below noda tarus mukach to bechol gavne ika din chanan. What's he saying over here? That it doesn't make any difference whether it's Noda Taroves. One second, that's called a Din Mechudosh, I think, right? No. What's he saying? Hechashlo Noda, fine. Leka Din Chanan. Okay, that Lechor should be Halacha Mechudeshes. Now again, he's trying to prove that Basav HaCholov is not a halacha mechudeshes. If you remember, Hisigalu, that's lo metzina b'shum posing, v'chalik be'noda olono, v'chichu kidvaro, v'yodimor chelev, cholov nevelu havi, cholov nevelu havi. And that applies whether it is Noda or not Noda. Not sure. I think that would indicate just the opposite, that Basav HaCholov is not a halacha mechudeshes. It's intuitive. And therefore, what difference to make whether it was Noda or Lo Noda? Now let's go back to the first opinion. So the first opinion is that there's no din of Chanan without Yediyas HaTaroves. That's the opinion of the Iser V'Heter. I think the Iser V'Heter was about 6 centuries ago. He says, "V'das Iser V'Heter Yishloma D'Dvarv Demugrat Dafka B'Shar Isurim." Right. Let's see again. Just want to make sure I know which side of the Chakira he's trying to prove here, that din basav cholav who mi din chanan as a halacha mechudeshes, correct? Halacha mechudeshes, and that's true even in the case of basav cholav, not like the Ramban. So that he's now trying to prove that Basav HaCholov also, Chanan and Basav HaCholov is also based on a halacha mechudeshes. And that was proven before by the equation of the Rishonim and the analogy between in Lach between Basav HaCholov and Shari Sur. It must be that even Basav HaCholov is based on a halacha mechudeshes. And now he's saying that according to the Isur V'Heter, it must be that Basav B'Cholav is not a halacha mechudeshes, and Shari Surim is a halacha mechudeshes. Oh, so this is very good. Now I have it. That if there's a difference between Noda Taroves and not Noda Taroves, that could only make sense if you're talking about halacha mechudeshes. If you're talking about the intuitive understanding of Basav HaCholov as head to the head to that become together a new entity of Bas Machal, what difference does it make whether it's Noda Tarovas or not Noda Tarovas? So what we're going to say is that Basa Bechalov, even in this sheet of Shari Surim, of Rabbeinu Tam, that is Chanan and Shari Surim, the Chanan Halacha in Basa Bechalov is unique and limited to Basa Bechalov. And that's based on the intuition. But in the case of Shari Surim, there's Halacha Mechudeshes. I keep going back to the Chakir to make sure I don't get mixed up between the two tzadim. What's he saying over here? In the first tzad, he said that Bas Becholov is intuitive, and Shari Surim was Halacha Mechudeshes. And Bas Becholov is what? Is a new din. So what's his proof of it? Is it from the Shach or from the Isra Heter? The Dibri Isra Heter, and then we've got the Bas Becholov. Who should not come with Bas Becholov? Boy with din. Chanan. If you assume that this halacha of Be'ina Yidias HaTarovus applies even to Bas Becholov, that's where the Shach understood the Yisra Heter, then it means that even in Bas Becholov, the Dinam Chanan is a halacha mechudeshes. Okay then? So we have now two out of the three of his sources that Bas Becholov is also Halacha Mechudeshes, not like the Ramban, but rather like the second tzad, that after Bas Becholov be'inan we also Halacha Mechudeshes Shalchanan, and that allows you for an absolute equation analogy between Bas Becholov and Shar Isurin, and then Bas Becholov becomes an Isur Machmas Bilua. And there's a new halacha mechudeshes of chaticha nasis nevela. Okay then? So maybe if we get a chance towards the end of next week, we'll try to wrap this up. It's a very fascinating essay. Very profound. So I wish you a great Shabbos.
Halacha mechudeshes is a dedicated halacha.
It means it's derived from someplace. We still haven't clarified from where, but it's not intuitive. It's not based on the definition. There's no reason logically why you would be compelled to say Chanan. It's got to be based on a source. It's like when the Gemara says, Tepeklei mi alfusa, mi crow. You know, it's not based on anything that's logical or intuitive.